It was Günter Grass, Nobel Prize winner of Germany, who recently said that Israel was a greater threat to world peace than Iran. Why is this so? I grew up as a Jew, and I will tell you why. You see, I was indoctrinated from childhood with the belief that I belonged to a persecuted people and that every Gentile was a potential enemy. Thus, I was to be wary of the Gentiles who, as Abe Foxman puts it, are infected with anti-Semitism.
I want to talk about some of the specifics of this report. Abraham Foxman is the national director with the Anti-Defamation League. He is in our studio in New York. Hey there, Abe. Let's dig a little deeper into this report. What do you think are the most important takeaways?
I remember when we started doing the surveys in the 60s, approximately 30% of the American people were infected with serious anti-Semitism.
Now, transfer this fear of contagion to Israel, armed to the teeth with nuclear weapons, and you have a nation ready to wage war against the entire world. You see, Israel maintains a state of perpetual hostility with its neighbors and an expansionist policy of a greater Israel extending from Morocco to Afghanistan and beyond. Syria is next on Israel's hit list to split it into competing Islamic militias so that it poses no obstacle to Jewry's quest for global dominance. The victims will be Syrian Christians, of whom Israel and its puppet state, godless America, have no scruples in seeing them murdered into extinction. And with Israel being recognized as a legitimate state, with diplomatic residencies throughout the world, it pursues, through local Jewish lobbies, a political agenda that is destructive both to national stability and world peace. For on the one hand, you have the affirmation by the Western world, insisted upon by global Jewry, of a Jewish state, which means nothing less than an Antichrist entity with diplomatic credentials. But, on the other hand, you have the surrender by the Western world, manipulated by world Jewry, of their sovereign right to shape their own national interests and identities. Is it any coincidence, then, that the Jewish-inspired Bolshevik Revolution that initiated the obliteration of nation-states and the triumph of Zionism that affirmed the sovereignty of one nation alone, Israel, occurred at the very same time during the final days of World War I. And ever since, an international ruling class has emerged with Jerusalem as its center, which the biblical book of the Revelation calls spiritual Egypt and Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord rained fire down upon Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible tells us. And now it appears the only way the beast of global Zionism can be destroyed is by a second fire.